All right, we're going to start at the top of Yud Bet Amud Aleph by the two dots. So the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah we spoke about, discussed why is it that by an Eved it's considered Chav Le'Acherim, and then why by a woman is it considered Chav Le'Acherim for Rabbi Meir. And according to the Chachamim, right, who argue on Rabbi Meir, they believe by a Eved that it's a Zchus, for him to be the shachrer oto, to free him. And for an isha, it's a chovah for her to get a get, to her to be divorced. Now, in the conclusion over there, the Mishnah mentioned, because there's a difference. By a eved, right? So if he wants to choose not to feed his eved, he has that choice. That's what our Mishnah says. As opposed to that, his wife, he doesn't have an option not to feed her. So the Gemara is going to key off this issue of how could it be that a master can decide not to feed his Eved. So the Gemara says, Shim Yirtzeh L'Shalo Lazon, Shma Mina. So from our Mishnah, you can conclude, Yochol Rav Lomar LeEved, Asei Mi, Ve'ni Zancha. Right, that a master can say, go to work, and I'm not going to feed you. So the Gemara says, Hochol Ma'eskinon. No, so what's the case over here in our Mishnah? The Amalei Tzei Maasei Yadecha LeMizonotecha. No, that rather what? He exchanges. I mean, we had the similar type of concept in the Gemara Ksubos, but he can say to the Eved, basically, make your own meals. I mean, take care of your own food. Whatever your production will go towards feeding yourself. So the Gemara says, well, view Mishnah said that was different between a Eved and an Isha. By an Eved, right, we said that he can make such a statement. By an Isha, he can't say such a statement. So now Gemara says, the Kavato Gab Isha. If the similar type of case by a woman, Darmalat Sima Seya Dayich Vimzono Tayich, he says, take your own output and you'll have your, create your own Mizonot, right? It's a Machlok, right, very good. So it's a Machlokas. The Gemara in Ksubas, it's a Machlokas Amoraim. As to who has the controlling factor. Is it the husband who can make the decision, or is it the woman who can make the decision? Which is a to what? I mean, is the gzeira of mizonos tachat the masei yadayim, or the other way around? Is the masei yadayim tachat the mizonos? Depending which way you think the gzeira went, it'll be in whose control. This Gemara clearly thinks that it's the husband's decision. All right, so this whole Gemara learns it as the husband's decision. All right, so now, it says, Gabi Isha, Dharma Latsi Maasei Yadach Mizonotayach, Isha Amai Lo. So he says, how come a woman, you can't say a similar thing? By the Eved, by the servant, you said, what? You could go ahead and tell him to make his own food with his own production. You could do the same thing with the woman. So where it says, Isha B'delo Safka. It's a case where the woman's output is not sufficient to provide for her Mizonot. Someone says, well, if that's the case by the woman, say the same thing by the Eved. Eved Naami B'delo Sapik. Right, so by the Eved also, you just say it's insufficient. His output's insufficient to pay for his food. So Gemara says, Avdo de nom karse lo shavyo. Right, Amari lo marte my mitvoi. So when it comes to an Eved, right, the bread of his stomach is not his worth. What does that mean? It means that he's not worth the bread he eats. If he can't produce enough to get his food, then the Adon has no incentive in order to feed the Eved, because he's losing money every time he feeds the Eved. And if we go to the master and make a demand on them to feed him, they have no obligation to feed him. Since they have no obligation to feed him, they're not going to feed him because they're going to lose money. It's a monetary decision, they're going to lose it. But when it comes to the woman, on the other hand, the man, because of the Ksuba, is obligated, because of the Tanai Ksuba, is obligated to feed the woman. So he can't make that decision. Even if it's a losing proposition for him, he still's got to feed the woman. So that's the difference between an Eved and an Isha. So now, based on this, the Gemara is suggesting now that the case here is where the Adon or the Baal says to either the Isha or the Eved, produce your own and have your Mizonos. So then the Gemara says it's a case where it's insufficient, their production is insufficient. So by an Eved where it's insufficient, the Adon, the master, will just say, you're on your own. You're stuck. Whereas by an Isha, the master can't say that. And that's the way the Gemara is going to explain our Mishnah. And because of that, The Gemara says, Shema Mino, Yechol Rav, Lomar Levit, Asei Mi, Vein is Antcha. That was the first conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, you don't have to say that. This could be a case where he is saying, trade your Masa Yadayim for your Mizonot, and not a case where he says, work for me, and you won't get fed. Now the Gemara is going to try another proof. Tashma. Eved, Shigola La'are Miklat. An Eved who killed Bishogeg, Nebuchadnezzar that killed Bishogeg, that was sent away to an Are Miklat, Ein Rabo Chayav Lezono. His master does not have to feed him. But even though his master doesn't need to feed him, his production belongs to his master. So Shema Mino, again, you can draw the conclusion, again, that a master has the ability to say to an Eved, do your work, I'll take your work, and you figure out how to get your food by yourself. I don't have to feed you. So Gemara again tries to answer and say that you don't necessarily, it's not necessarily a proof from this. Again, a case where he says, trade your output for your mizonos. Where it says, Ihochi, that's the case, then what do you do with the second line here? Ihochi, Masi Adav, Amai Larabo. What production is left over for his master? He's using the production to produce for his mizonos, then what is his Adon, what's his master getting from him? Where it says, Lahadafa. Right, he has excess production, meaning that he produces above and beyond his need in mizonot. So that hadafa will belong to the master. Where it says hadafa pshita, of course the excess belongs to the master. Why should it belong to the eved? Right, whatever belongs to the eved belongs to the master. The only thing the master told him to do is take production for his mizonos. So why should he keep the hadafa? Where it says ma'udatim, I would have thought kaven dechilat le lo yahayv le, in an instance where he's unable to make enough for himself. So when he produces excess, let him keep the excess for those days where he can't produce enough. So Kamash Malan, that we don't say that, and we say whenever the Eved produces excess, that excess automatically goes up to the Adon. Again, so now, I'm sorry? Is it? It's the same thing that we had in Ksubos, right? The Gemara over there talks about the measurements for a woman. There'll be the same application by the Eved of how much mizonos the person's entitled to. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Umayshno la'arei miklat." What's the difference about an arei miklat, right? Why would you, what's this halacha? If you say the halacha has to do with the fact that he's saying to him, "Take your production for your mizonos," right? Then you could say this anywhere. Why is it unique about an arei miklat? So Gemara says, Sakadat Chamina, I would have thought, right, it says about the Arei Miklat, right, the Pasuk says, V'nasa l'chat arim ha'el, v'chai. So when it says v'chai, obviously chiyuta tfei, that you have to make him, you have to give him a good life. You know, when he goes to the Arei Miklat, he has to live well. Kamash Malon, that even though he has to live well, still he has to give up the Hadofa. That would be the Pashut way to learn this. Tosus, on the other hand, says no. That when it means that v'chai avilei chiyuta tfei kamash malon is that even though the pasuk says v'chai, right, that nevertheless the master can say to the eved, produce on your own. I mean that v'chai, you would have thought that this v'chai means that the master must provide the mizonos for him. That kamash malon, that even in the context of Ari Miklat, the master can say to the eved, produce on your own and make your own mizonot. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara continues. Va'amiktani seifa, the seifa of this brisa says, aval isha shagalta la'ari miklat, a woman who was sent to an ari miklat, bala chayav mizonotah, her husband must provide for her. Michlau, from here we can infer, the lo amar la, that he didn't say to her, right, that he didn't say to her, take your production for your mizonos. The amar la bala amai chayav, because if her husband said to her, take your own production, make your own mizonos, and he's entitled to do that. Again, like show what you said before, this is according to the one who says that it's the husband's decision. The fact that he said that, why is he chayav? Umid seifa de lo amar la. If the seifa, this case by the isha, is clearly where he doesn't say, take your production for your mizonos, reishanami, also the case by the eved, de lo amar la. Must be a case where he didn't say to him, exchange. And if he didn't say to him, exchange, what's the reason that the adon, the master, can cut off the eved? He can cut off the eved because he can say to an Eved, work for me and I won't feed you. So Gemara says, Lolam de Amarle. No, it's a case where he did say to him, trade your production for your mizonos. Visha b'telo safko. And the case by the Isha, why is the Baal Chayev to feed him? Because Lo Safka, it wasn't sufficient. Her production wasn't sufficient for her Mizonos. V'amiktani Seifa. We have another case in the Braisa, which seems to be a third case in this Braisa. V'yamamar lo atzima seyadayich v'mizinotayich. Right, that in the last case, when he says, there's a third case where he says, trade your production for your Mizonos. Rashai, he's entitled to do that. Michlal, Deresha Delomar Law. The middle case, or the second case that we brought down, where it says, Isha Shagalta Lemikvah, Balachai Mizonotah, it's not talking about a case where he said to trade. That's the last case. Gemara says, Hachikamar. Now, this is a qualifying of the statement. The Im Misapeket, meaning that the case we said before is where it's not sufficient for the woman. Her production is not sufficient. If her production is not sufficient, the husband must step in to fill in the gap. The Im Misapeket, but if there's enough by the woman's production, but if it's sufficient, the production, then he can say to her, trade your Maisei Yadayim for your Mizonot. Gemara says, Misapeket, my Lememra. Why do I need an obvious line in the Brisa to tell me? If she could produce for herself, then what do you need to tell me that he's allowed to do this? So Gemara says, Mao de Temas, very interesting line in the Gemara. Kol Kvoda Bat Melech Pnima. What does that mean, Kol Kvoda Bat Melech Pnima? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, what's Kvoda Bat Melech? Kol Yisrael B'nei Melechim. Right? Now we consider all Jews to be princes, right? Princes and princesses. Right? It's the Mishnah and Shabbos discusses this, but here, Marikova, everybody's a prince. Pnima, what does this mean, Pnima? Tsnua, the ain't darka letzeit, ula savev, be'ir she'ena misham. It's not her tendency, or it's not proper for a woman to have to go around the city that she's not familiar with. Vein makirnota, because if she was at home, they would know who she was. Over there, they don't know who she is. La vi la malocha bebeta. When she's in her home city, they know her profession, they know what she does, so they bring her work in the house. But here she's in a new city. In order for her to get employment or to get work, she's going to have to actually go out. So if she is has to go out and get employment and find work, that will be against the general principle of kol kvoda bas melech pnima. So we say kamash melon. Nevertheless, even that instance, the Baal is entitled to make that decision and say to her, you can go tzimizono tayich be masay yadayich. Again, so now we had two. The Mishnah two different statements. One was the statement in our Mishnah. The next was the statement in our Braisa. The Gemara is trying to come to the conclusion that a master can say to his Eved that you work and I'm not going to feed you. So we tried to infer that from our Mishnah. The Gemara came up and says no. We tried to infer that from the Braisa. The Gemara rejects it again. Now here, the Gemara is going to say, Lema Ketanai, let us say that this is a Machlokes Tanayim. Rabbi Shimon Gomli Omer, Yochel Eved Lomar L'Robo Rabo B'Shnei Batzoret. In a famine, years of famine, a slave can say, an Eved can say to his master, O Parnaseini, either, take care of me, O Hotzieini, right, or let me go. Let me go free. I mean, you can't call me captive or ransom, right, and not let me go. Tosus over here, he says, when we say, Hotzieni, right, it's not, literally, meaning that, it's not that he means let me go, or Hotzieni lecherut, I'm sorry, which I left out, not to let me go free, but rather, he means you got to, lavdavka, but it means let me keep my own masayadayim, let me keep my own production. The master makes the decisions here. So my love, the high commiflegate. This is the argument. The mar servar yocho. The chamim believe what? That the adon can make the decision. I mean, what does it mean, yocho? He can say to his servant, work, and I'm not feeding you. That's his entitled to. Umar servar, Rabbi Shimon believes any yocho. He's not entitled to say that. Since he's not entitled to say that, then either you, right? Either you parnaseini, either you feed me, oh, it's any chirut, or I got to be able to feed myself. I mean, I got to produce for myself or go free. Betisbarot, this is my sense that this is the machlokus. Hi, O parnaseini, O tzeni lechirut. Right? It shouldn't be either parnaseini, feed me, or let me go free. It should be O parnaseini, O tzeni masayadai be parnasati mi boile. Right? It should say either feed me, or let me take my Masa Yadayim, right, b'parnasati, so that I can feed myself. the ode, and another problem with setting up the machlokas this way is Maishna b'shnei batzoret. Why is it important that it was a famine year? This should be true any time. According to this machlokas, you know, Shimon Galil and the Chum, if you set it up being whether the master can say to the Eved, work, and I'm not going to feed you, that should be independent in whether it's a famine or not. Ella hachob amayeskin, and what's the case here? Damarlo, seima seyadecha lemizonotecha. Then a case where the master said, produce for yourself, take your own production, and you'll get your own mizonos. Ubishne betzoret lo sapek. Right? In a famine year, it's not sufficient. I mean, in normal years, his production, the Eved's production, would be sufficient to feed himself. But here you have a shnei batzoret, so therefore it's not sufficient. Rav Shimon Gomer Savar, o parnaseini, o tzeini l'cheirut. Right? Either you feed me, make up the deficit, or let me go free. Kihechi duchozuli inchi umrachmin alai. So people will see me and have rachamim on me. I mean, as long as I'm your Eved, they think you're taking care of me. They're not going to give me tztaka. Free me in order that I can get tztaka. For Rabbanan Tzavrei, mandara marachim abnei chori, Eved nami rachumim rachim. Whoever has rachamim on a free person will have the same rachamim on an Eved. Why? Because he's shayach in mitzvos. An Eved can only shayach in mitzvos just like an isha. So a person who's going to give tztaka to a free person will give the same tztaka to an Eved as well. So again, this is the third attempt of the Gemara to at least have one of the Tanaim believe that a master can say, work for me and I will not feed you. And again, the Gemara rejects that position. Right, so I think over here you have to say, which is that because he traded Masa Yadayim for his Mizonos, right, so this will be considered, quote-unquote, his production, right, so he was ma'afshir, the Eved, to collect on that portion of it. So what's in excess of his Mizonos might be true, that his master would get it, but that which is for his Mizonos would go towards the Eved. All right, Tashma, so now here's the fourth attempt by the Gemara to come to this conclusion. Tashma, Dama Rav. Rav says, Hamakdish Yedei Avdo. So if he is Makdish the production of his Eved, now the Eved has a problem here. What? He's going to say, Oto Eved, Lovet, borrows money, Veochel and eats, Veose Pupareya. And then he works, produces, and pays back the loan through his production. Shushma Mino, what do you see from this? Yochel Rav Lomar Levet, Asei Mi Veini Zancha. That he can say to his Eved, work for me, and I will not feed you. Why? How do you see this from what Rav said? Because what is he doing over here? He's being makdish his production. So the owner is being makdish his production. So there's nothing left for the Eved to eat because he's makdish his production. And over here it doesn't say that the Adon has to provide him food. He says go out and borrow money in order to feed him. So it sounds like, again, like the Adon has no responsibility to feed him. So again, the Gemara tries to reject this. Hachamam ayiskinan, b'malolo mizonos. Now, this is a case where the master is giving the Eved Mizonos. So I says, Ihochi, right, the Mailovet. If that's the case, why is he borrowing money to eat? If he can eat, right, then why is he borrowing money to eat? So Mar says, Lovavochel, the Hadafa, that's for beyond his basic necessities. He's borrowing money not for his bare necessities when it comes to Mizonos, but Hadafa, that which is in excess. So why doesn't Hekdesh, which now owns his production, why can't they say to him, listen, until now you got along with the bare necessities. All of a sudden now you belong to Hekdesh, you need a little more? So too over now, you should go without this excess, but you shouldn't need more than the bare necessities. Answers up, Hekdesh gufa nechlei. Hekdesh wants him to eat this excess beyond the bare necessity or the basic necessities. Right? So therefore, because he will improve. Meaning that if he's healthier, the better he is, the more his production is. And since the production belongs to Hekdesh, they'd rather he be in better shape. Meaning that if he's fed well, he'll produce more for Hekdesh. So it's in Hekdesh's interest for him to eat more, to have hadafa beyond the basic necessities. All right, so now the Gemara asks, Oseo Porea, how could it be that he produces and then pays the creditors off? It's kama kama kadishle. As he produces it, it becomes kadosh. So how can he take Hekdesh and then pay off his loans with Hekdesh? I mean, as he produces it, there's no deferred payment here. I mean, it's not like he produces it and then it becomes Hekdesh. So so you can pay it off before it turns into Ekdesh. As he produces it, it becomes Ekdesh. So where it says, Pachos, Pachos, mi Shave Pruta, that he does production less than a Shave Pruta. So how does less than a Shave Pruta help him? How does making Pachos, Pachos, mi Shave Pruta help him? So Rashi says, the lo chayo hekdesh apachos mishave pruta. Hekdesh is not chal unless than a shave pruta. I mean, that's a din in hekdesh. Hekdesh only works when it's beyond a shave pruta. Less than a shave pruta is not hekdesh, so therefore he'll produce less than a shave pruta, pay off. Less than a shave pruta, pay off, so it never becomes hekdesh. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says, what do you mean? Anything can become hekdesh. There's no limit as to what to become hekdesh, but rather, the focus here, the Ri says, is on the makdish. His Adon, who was makdish his production, was only makdish something of significance. What does that mean, makdish of significance? That means only once it reaches a shavit pruta. So it's not a din in hekdesh, it's a din in the makdish. The das of the makdish is only to be makdish something that is a pruta or more, something of value. But less than that, it wasn't in his mindset, or it wasn't in that original akdasha that he made. So Rashi says it's a din in hekdesh itself, that hekdesh is not chal on less than a shavit pruta. Tosa says that it is chal, but here the problem is that you have a makdish, and the das of the makdish is only to be on something that is beyond a shavah pruta. So now the Gemara says, Hachanami mistavra, it makes sense that this is the way to set up our case, that Rav does not believe that the Adon, the master, can say to the Eved, work for me, Veni Zancha, because we have another statement by Rav. Dama Rav, Hamakdish Yidei Avdo, he's makdish his production of his evet. Ota evet, osev ochel. That evet can go ahead and produce and eat for himself. Dilio avda, mon polichle. Because if he doesn't do it for himself, no one else is going to do it for him. Nobody's going to feed him if he doesn't produce for himself. So Mar says, Iamart bishlama, if you explain hach b'male, the first statement of Rav, who says he borrows money in order to get to his mizonos, is a case where the Adon, the master, is giving him mizonos. Veni yochel, because our master is not entitled to not give him mizonos. Vaha b'sheinu male. In our case over here, this case with Rav, is when the Adon is not giving him mizonos. Shapir, that makes sense. Right? Ela yamart. If you will try to explain the first statement of Rav, the original statement of Rav, to mean b'sheinu male, it's a case where he's not giving him mizonos. V'yochel, and the master is entitled to say to his eved, work and I'm not going to feed you. So the Gemara says, idil avda man polichle. How could you make a demand on the Eved, right, to then have to go borrow and then produce to go out? I mean, you have to claim, if he doesn't do it, who is going to feed him? I mean, we can't make a demand on him that he starve, right? So, man de boy, niflache. Right, so if you say, dilo abda man polichle, how could you say to him, whoever doesn't do this, man de boy, niflache, who's obligated to feed him? Meaning that, how could you say that if he doesn't do for himself, right, polichle, that he should, if he doesn't do it for himself, who else is going to take care of him? Right? Right? Who's responsible to feed him? There is no responsibility to feed him over here because we said that the master is entitled to say, work, and I won't feed you. So there is no obligation. Elav shmamino must conclude, eno yochel, that a master is not entitled to say to the Eved, work for me, right, and I will not feed you. So again, fourth attempt by the Gemara, again, to try to establish this principle that a master can say to the Eved, work for me and I will not feed you, and the Gemara again rejects it. Now the Gemara is going to finds a position that says that it works. Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hakoteya Yad Avdo Shel Chaveiro, someone who cuts off the arm of or a hand of his friend's Eved, notain, he has to give the master Shibto Urfuato the Rabbo. He gets the unemployment and the refuah, the bills, the medical bills, go to his master. Voto eved nizon minat staka. And that eved gets fed out of staka. So shmamino, from here you conclude, yochol harav lomar leved asemi venizantcha. He can say, work for me, and I will not feed you. Because otherwise, why is he going to staka to get fed? His master should have to feed him. Now, first of all, we know that in general, when there's damage that's done, right, there are actually five things that a person is entitled to when there's nezek. There's nezek, tsar, ripui, boshes, right, and boshes. So now by an eved, it's a machlokas in the Gemara in Baba Kama whether an eved is entitled to boshet. But at least for the other four items, we have nezek, which is the actual damage that you did. Tsar is the pain that you caused. Shevet is the unemployment. and refuah are the medical bills over here. All four of these go to the rabbo, go to his master. Now, the Gemara, or the Rav Yochanan, only mentions two of these items over here, shifto and refuato, his unemployment and his refuah. Because these two are bigger chiddush, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a second, those are a chiddush. When it comes to the nezek, it's clear that the rabbo gets it. Why? Because how do you assess what the nezek, how do you assess what the damage is? You say, how much is this eved worth with a hand? How much is this eved worth without a hand? That degradation in value, right, that lowering of the value is to the rabbo. Because why? Who owns the eved? The master owns the eved. So the degrading of the value of the eved, obviously, is compensation to the rabbo, to his adon, for that degradation. When it comes to tsar, we're going to see in a second, subsumed under refuah, right? It's a subcategory of medical bills, and therefore he's entitled to it, just like he's entitled to the medical bills go to the adon, so too will the tsar go to the adon. Continuing the Gemara, so now the Gemara wants to conclude from this, because you see over here that the Eved's out of commission, obviously. Why is he out of commission? Because he just got hurt. He got his arm cut off, so he's out of commission. And nevertheless, he's getting fed. How is he getting fed? He's getting fed from Staka, not from his master. So Gemara says, Achamai eskinan, v'malolo mizonos. Now, the case is where the Adon is giving him mizonos. Yachi, amai nizam in at Staka. If the master is giving him mizonos, why does he have to go to Staka to get his food? He's already getting fed. La'adofa, for his excess. Why? Because he needs more. Now that he's sick, he actually needs more food than normal. So his basic necessities are provided by the Adon. But the excess that he needs in order to get better, that he gets from the tzedakah. Gemara says, Yehochi, if that's the case, you shouldn't use the term nizon. Nizon min tzedakah seems to imply basic necessities. It should say mitparnes mi ba'ilei. Mitparnes means to, you know, make ends meet, to make it happen, but not basic necessities. Elalav shmamino. From here you can say, Yachol shmamino, that the master has the right to say, work for me, and I will not feed you. So here, in the fifth attempt by the Gemara to find this position, the Gemara finds it in the statement of Rav Yochanan. So again, the Gemara tried it with the Mishnah, tried it with the Braisa, then it tried it with the Machlokas of Shimon Gamliel Chamim, then it tried it with the statement of Rav, to come to this conclusion that the Adon can say to the Eved, work for me and I will not feed you. In each of those instances, the Gemara rejected it. The last case here with Rav Yochanan, he said, Akutei Abdabdo, when he cut off the arm of your friend Eved, you're responsible to pay for him, and he can get his mizonos from tzedakah. And from that, we can conclude what the Gemara wants to know is that you can say to an Eved, work for me, and I will not feed you. Now, the Gemara wants to know, Amamar, notate shifto v'refuato the rabbo. He has to give his unemployment and his refuah to his Rebbe. So even though shifto, shevet has, the way Rashi terms it, shevet is unemployment, why is he getting paid unemployment? He paid him for the nezek. Nezek is the difference, the value of an eved with a hand and without a hand, which is basically the present value of the production of a hand, meaning what his work output. It's the equivalent of the value or present value of his work output. If that's already, you've already paid him for his unemployment. So Rashi says, well, you paid him for unemployment for what he could do with his hand. But what happens if he doesn't need to use his hand? He could be, you know, the classic case of Marias is Shomer Kishuim. He could be watching a field where he doesn't have to use his hand. And he could still be employed, even though he can't do the work he did before with his hand. So you've paid him for the present value of his hand, but now that he's sick because he's trying to get better from the wound, right? He's also not able to do other work, and that other work is the unemployment that he's paying for. It. That's what he rationalizes. Tosfos learns actually that shevet, that unemployment has two manifestations, meaning that shevet can be manifest itself in shevet ketana and shevet gedola. There's low unemployment, the small unemployment, which is what we just discussed. His inability to work once he's sick, and there's the big unemployment, which is when he got his hand cut off, he's no longer employable doing the work he did before. And that's why Tosa says the Mishnah, the statement of Yochanan didn't include before, even though Nezek goes to the Baal, the Nezek subsumed under the category of Shevet. Right? Rashi says that, of course, Nezek goes because the Adon owns the Eved, and of course, that's a detraction in value, so it goes to the master. So now, it says, no thing shift over to the Rabbo, shifto pshita. Gemara says, of course his unemployment goes to his Adon. I mean, he owns it. So the Gemara says, Refuato itztrichalei. And he needs it to tell you about the medical bills. Gemara says, Refuato didehu debayi ditzuyebe. What do you mean? The Refu doesn't go to the master, it goes to the doctor. He's obligated to have his, or to care for his eved, and therefore the money's going to the doctor, not to the owner. So where it says, lo, tricha damdula chamshe yomi. They assessed him that it would take him 5 days of hospitalization or of care in order for him to get better. So v'avdele sama harifa, but they got him some new drug, some experimental drug, some excellent drug. V'itzei b'tzlata yomi, and he was able to recover in 3 days. So now, he's made money. He's made money on this evet. He got paid for 5 days of hospitalization. He only used 3 days of hospitalization. That excess or that differential, who does that belong to? Ma'adutayma, what I would have thought, tzara didehu, that the pain, meaning that the ability to get better in 3 days, actually caused some pain to the evet. So since it caused pain to the evet, that money should belong to the evet. It should be compensation to the evet for the tzara he underwent in order to get better faster. So we would have thought, ma'adutayma, tzara didehu, kamash malan, that it belongs to the master, to the adon. So that's why both the Tosus and the Rashi say over here that we see from here that tzar is really a subcategory of refuah. And that's why above, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that tzar in general belongs to the master, because tzar is, again, a subcategory of refuah. All right. So now, Tanya. Now, the Gemara is going to go back to discussing the conversation that transpired between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So here it'll be more extensive, and the Gemara is going to say, it's going to be cryptic up front, and then the Gemara is going to explain it. So I'll be cryptic up front, and then we'll explain it. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amarnu lo the Meir, halos chutu le'evet, shiotze mitachi de rabo lecherut. Rabbi Meir, how could you make such a claim that it's a chov for an evet to go free? It's a schus for him to go free. So Amar Lanu, so Rabbi Meir responded to us, chovu lo shimaya evet kohen poslo minat shuma. Because if he was an eved of a Kohen, he now cannot participate or partake in Truma. So Amar Lo, we sit back to him, Halo ma im yirtze shlo lazono shlo farnaso rashai. If the master wants to choose not to feed him and not to take care of him, he's able to do that. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Meir responded to us, Ma ilu eved Kohen shebarach visha eshet Kohen shemarda. If you have a eved of a Kohen that ran away, or an eshet Kohen that is rebelling, albala halo ochlim b'truma, they're still entitled to eat truma. V'zein ochel, and now this eved, once you free him, is no longer entitled to eat truma. Aval isha chovula, but by an isha it's an obligation. She can't pasla mina truma umafsida mina mizonos, because when he divorces her, she loses out truma and loses out mizonos. All right, that's I explained the words, but now what happens? And that's what the Gemara says. My kamarle. Right, Markham Rule, what do the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir? Well, Markham Mahadu Luhu. And what is Rabbi Meir responding to them? So now Mar is going to go through and they say, Hachi Kamar Luhu. This is what he said to them. Hashabtuni ala Mizonot. You answered me in the Mishnah, they answered him about the Mizonot. How did they answer him about the Mizonot? Because the Adon is entitled to not give Mizonos to his Eved, but he's not entitled to withhold Mizonos from his wife. So if that's the case, you answered me on Mizonos. Matashivuni ala truma, but you can't answer me about truma. You're right, by going free, he doesn't lose out mizonos, because the adon could have pulled that plug even if he doesn't go free. But by truma, what's the case? By truma, when you free the slave, he's no longer entitled to truma. V'chi teimru, and if you want to say to me, ibo zarikle gito pasikle, you want to say this, that the master can throw his freedom document to him, and against his will, he'll be freed, and therefore, the adon can, you know, unilaterally disengage the Eved, and he'll be out of Truma. So therefore, when he frees him, it's not a Chov necessarily, because the Adon can do it at any time he wants. So it says, that Rabbi Meir says, Shavik Leiv Arik. He'll leave his master, and he'll run away, V'azal Alma, and he'll take off for the road. Why? So because the din is, Uma Ilu Eved Kohen Shebarach, Veisha Kohen Shemardal Bala Lo Chlim B'Truma. Because a Eved of a Kohen that runs away, as well as a wife of a Kohen that's Moreid Babala, they are still entitled to eat Truma. So you see from this, what? That the Eved could preserve his right to eat Truma, and therefore when you free him, or when the master is freeing him, it's actually to his detriment, because he no longer will be able to participate in Truma. V'zein Ochel. So this one can't eat. This Eved can't eat. So Shapir Kamar Luhu. So this is it. Rabbi Meir has a good question on the Chachamim. How come the Chachamim don't agree to Rabbi Meir that there is a Chov here? Tamarava, Hainu kadahadri lebi masnisan. That final answer is the answer in the Mishnah. Vipnei shehu kinyano. Because the Eved is the kinyan of his master. So what does that mean, the Eved is the kinyan? Why is the Eved entitled to eat truma? He's only entitled to eat truma because he's a possession of his master. If he's a possession of his master, then Iboy shokel arba zuzei miyisrael uposile. Right? He can go ahead and sell the Eved. So meaning, even if the Eved runs away, so what's your solution? The Eved will run away, and then the master can't remove him from the truma rolls. Right? He can still eat truma. But you know what? The master can remove him from eating truma. You know what he does? He'll sell him to a Yisrael. If he sells him to a Yisrael, then the Eved is no longer entitled to eat truma. So the master can unilaterally disengage the Eved from truma. If that's the case, then when he frees him, that's not a chov because he could do it anyway. So Gemara says, Koyechadite, he can sell him wherever he is. Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Meir, Tinach Eved Kohen. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, it makes sense when you're talking about the Eved of a Kohen that it's a chov. Eved Yisrael, Ma'ikal Meimar. But an Eved of Yisrael, what are you going to say? What type of chov is it that the Eved Yisrael goes free? There's no truma over there. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak, Mipnei Shemapsido Mishivcha Kananit. Because he now can no longer marry a Shivcha Kananit. So it says, Adarabah, Arihu Matiro Babat Chorin. Once he's free, he can marry a free woman. Meaning that, what? Okay, so he loses out on Shivcha Kananit, but now he has a world of women that are open to him. So it says, Avdo Befkeira Nechale. Then Avdo would rather the free swinging life of the Eved Kanani and the Shivcha Kananit, that would be, is more appealing to him. Zilale Shchichale Pritzale. She's available to him. She's parutz, and she will do his bidding. So therefore, he is much more inclined to want the Shivcha Kananis over the Bat Chorin. Right? So in a case, Tosfos points out over here, actually in a case where, for instance, it's like an Eved Katan, where he's not interested in this Hefkera because he doesn't have that Yetzer Hara, then maybe even Rabbi Meir would agree that it's not a chov for him to go free. He would prefer to be free than to stay with a Shivcha Kananit. And the Chachamim believe, the Chachamim also know this, that that's true of an Eved. That's true of an Eved, that the Hefkera is a benefit to him. Just the Chachamim believe that going free trumps that Hefkera. Meaning that even if I set you free, you would much rather have your own freedom and control over your own life than the Hefkera of the Shivcha Kananis. And Achanami, it is a benefit to you. But there's a greater benefit, which is going free. And that trumps the benefit of being Behefkera. There's one Tosfos I wanted to point out here, which is a very interesting Tosfos, is what is this benefit of the Eved being able to eat Truma? Wait, why is it a benefit to the Eved to have Truma here? Meaning that, what's different about Truma than Mizonos? Why is this such a great thing? So Tosfos says, because since Truma is readily available to the Kohen, he'll be more generous with his Eved. He'll be more generous and give him much more Eved, or he says the possibility is that it's a mitzvah to eat Truma. There's a mitzvah in Achilas Truma. So therefore, the benefit of the Eved still being an Eved is that he'll get plentiful food because there's lots of Truma available. And number two is that he'll have the mitzvah of, he'll participate in the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. And by going free, he's going to lose those items out. So now what happens when he runs away? Right? We said before they can run away and still get Truma. In that case, he's not getting those benefits anymore, right? Because he can't get Truma, right? He can't get Truma without paying for it. So why is it? What's the benefit when he runs away? That we know, the Gemara in other places says that Truma is cheaper than regular Mizonos. Why is Truma cheaper? Because there are only a limited number of eaters. I mean, the demand for Truma is much lower. If you're selling Truma, the demand is much lower because only Kohanim can buy it. It's only good for Kohanim. It's not good for Yisraelim. Therefore, the Eved, as long as he can eat Truma, right, he can go buy the cheaper food because he gets access to Truma. So because of that, that's what Rav Meir believes is the schus of the Eved, and he doesn't want to give that up. It's a chov to him if you remove him from getting this cheap Truma food, or again, if he's under the bow, it's from him getting excess from the Truma and the ability to do the mitzvah of Achilas Truma. Okay, we'll stop over here.